Father Jesus Duenas was born on March 19, 1911, in the village of Hagatna, in the island of Guam, to parents Luis Paulino Duenas and Josefa Baza. Jesus grew up in a very traditional household. He lived the island lifestyle in his younger days with a mix of both Spanish and Chamorro cultural influence. He remained on the island of Guam to complete his elementary school studies, and then in the year 1926, Jesus Duenas set out for the Philippines to attend the San Jose Seminary in Manila. At the time, that was the only location that the island of Guam could send potential students in preparation for joining the priesthood. Jesus felt a calling to serve God and answered by studying to become a priest. After 12 long years, Jesus would finally return to his home in Guam. Jesus was officially ordained as a priest in the Agana Cathedral on June 11, 1938. He was ordained by the island's bishop at the time, Bishop Miguel Angel Olano. This was the first ordination that had ever taken place on the island. Upon ordination, Father Duenas became assigned as the parish priest in the village of Inarian. He quickly became popular among parishioners and locals living in the southern part of the island. He became a role model to the people with his unwavering faith, leadership, and love. In December of 1941, Guam was invaded by the Japanese. World War II had broken out, and the people of Guam were in fear. Upon the Japanese seizing Guam, all non-local nationals were deported, including the island's bishop. Father Duenas was then temporarily assigned as the leader of the Catholic Church in Guam. The only remaining priests on the island were Father Jesus Baza Duenas and Father Oscar L. Calvo, head of the Northern Catholic Community. During hard times, Father Duenas encouraged the people to keep faith and remain strong. The people looked up to him as a source of inspiration and courage during such difficult times. Father Duenas refused to cooperate with Japanese authority. Father Duenas stood up to the Japanese, bringing up the issue of abuse to locals and various injustices. Because of this, he quickly became a problem with the Japanese command, as he was seen as a liability and threat. Father Duenas showed little regard for Japanese rules and regulations. He was threatened with punishment and exile by the Japanese for his actions and involvement. Father Duenas had crucial information on the whereabouts of various American Navy personnel. One in particular, George Tweed, who was sought out by the Japanese. Father Duenas was believed to have been in charge of Tweed's safety and hiding. Father Duenas was part of a network of men and women who knew the movements of the American fugitives, the identities of the daring men and women who assisted and harbored them, and even the plans of the Japanese search teams, and was eventually arrested alongside his nephew Edward Duenas in July of 1944, in Father Duenas' assigned village of Inarian. Even then did he remain silent and refused to share information with the Japanese. When asked about the whereabouts of the Americans, he replied, "It is for me to know and for you to find out." Many villagers were forced to watch as he was tortured in order to make an example of those who dared to defy the Japanese. Father Duenas was adamant in his refusal to cooperate with Japanese officials. During one confrontation, the fighting padre was heard to say, "I answer only to God, and the Japanese are not God." One evening, when the Japanese soldiers were asleep, Father Duenas was visited by a friend named Joaquin Imtiaco, who offered to help the priest escape. But Father Duenas refused, as he knew that he would only put the lives of their loved ones in danger, as he knew the Japanese would retaliate if he did escape. The same was proposed for his nephew Edward, but he only said, "I am here with Father, and I'll do whatever he wants me to do. If he says we'll escape, I'm for it. If he says no, then we won't. I'm with him all the way." Father Duenas and his nephew Edward Duenas were taken to Tai, Mangilao, where they were beheaded on the morning of July the 12th, 1944, by the Japanese police. He died at the age of 33. The remains of Father Duenas are located in St. Joseph's Church in the village of Inarayan, the same village in which he was assigned to as a newly ordained priest. Father Duenas continues to be an inspiration and role model of faith and courage. His life teaches us to always put our trust in God and be strong in the faith. He served the people of Guam to the best of his ability. Father Duenas will forever be remembered as a man of leadership, courage, and faith. Father Jesus Duenas, pray for us.